This is the result of wearing his yoke, basically. A yoke is an instrument that is placed over the neck of the shoulders of draft animals to let them put their full weight into their work and pulling. When we willingly wear Christ's yoke, it frees us from distraction and wandering and enables us to put ourselves wholeheartedly into the tasks he assigns us in his service. And in the process, we find that our service in his name turns out to be not wearisome or burdensome at all, but restful and satisfying. But why? One of the interesting things about a yoke, if you've ever seen one, is that they are usually designed to allow two animals of two different sizes and strengths to be able to pull and work together. That's the basis of why the yoke becomes so comfortable for us to wear. We're not doing all the work. Jesus promises to be there with us as the other yoked creature. So when we pull, even if we're weak, even if we are the smaller animal, the larger animal, the stronger animal, Christ Jesus does the pulling for us. And that is pretty cool. That's why he calls the burden light. He asks us to carry a light burden. He is not talking just about the burden of our everyday difficulties that we all experience, although surely wearing his yoke will help us with those things as well. I think he is talking here about the burden that relates to his burden, a burden for the souls of those around us. It is a light burden because our responsibilities are light since Jesus is yoked with us. We are expected only to witness to who Jesus is and what he has done for us. That's all. The responsibility for those souls is not ours. It's Jesus. And he is yoked together with us and far stronger through the Holy Spirit of being effective than we are, certainly. Do we find ourselves weary and burdened at times? Of course. I certainly do. But Jesus' invitation has gone out to you and me again this morning. He assures us right here and now that we will be accepted when we come to him in faith. And he promises that his blessing will accompany us all the way through, and yes, even beyond our lifetime. Rest for our soul is eternal, folks. Eternal, beyond this mortal pale. Of all the invitations we receive this time of year, our Lord's invitation is the one that cannot be rejected or put off. For you see, if we accept his invitation, we can then fully trust in his forgiving love. We can also walk with him in this lifetime, fully covered by his grace. We can also willingly wear his easy yoke and go to work for him, serving others in his name. What is the reward promised to us for accepting God's invitation? Let's hear it again in our Savior's own words from Matthew. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Amen.